there's going to be some good players available for us at 31. So we're excited about that. We just don't know who it's going to be. And I think the most important thing is to hit on your draft picks. And so, you know, a lot of times when you get in trouble is if you reach. And so as long as if you're taking what we feel is the best player available at the time. And now if it falls into a position of need, then it's all the better. But our thought process is to make sure that, you know, we're drafting people that are going to have good careers in the NFL. There's so many different things with every position that goes into the equation of where you stack a guy on your board and where you would take him. You know, athletic ability and you know, what you see on tape and play speed and, you know, obviously what they do at the combine, you know, plays into that. So, you know, character, personal character, FBI, as you talked about, all of those things go into the process of trying to figure out who's the best fit for us. There's a lot of good football players in this draft, and so, you know, but I think that, you know, offensive line is one area that there's a lot of depth. You know, you're going to have turnover, that you got to have the young guys and draft well to where they can step up for the guys when they do leave. And so we feel great. We got 9 picks, and, you know, we're in good shape there. We're going to have a bunch of picks again next year, and so we'll continue with the philosophy of trying to build through the draft and add free agency wise where we think that they can help us.